Okay, so it's the riff, Chof Zayin Amar Aleph. It is seven lines from the bottom. Umanda Lesle Chamra. Belele Pisle. I think that's where we started from, right? Manda Lesle Chamra Belele Pisle. Makadesh Arifto. Midi Dehavi. Asha Bosos V'yamim Tovim. Okay, the hechi of it, shari bereisha motzi ubatzal lola rifta umanach yodei iluya ad degomar kidusha ubatzal degomar kidusha mavorach lachol matzah v'hoda v'ochel v'hoda matbul b'shor yarki v'akal olufsoros. In other words, he does karpas after kiddush. But there's two interesting things here in the riff. One thing is that he says you do betziah after hamotzi. So it's mashma that the betziah qualifies the hamotzi, the shevach of hamotzi. Because a bracha is relative to a chefza. So therefore the breaking of the machala, the matzah, in this case, qualifies the Birkas HaMotzi, and that action renders the Shevach a greater form of Shevach because of the Chefza. It's Mitzarev, it's a Kiyum in the Bracha. Okay, that's one thing. So he says, so we'll take the Ran. Umanach yodo iluyo adegomar kiddusha. He keeps his hand on the matzah until he finishes kiddush. Why shekivan shemekadesh aleha mitzvah laochza biyodo kishem sheoches because shemekadesh alav. Okay, so it's interesting because he says that you have to hold on to it, but it doesn't say anything about lifting it up. All right, everybody usually is knowing to lift it up, but from the Ran and the Riff, it becomes clear that there's no chiyuv to lift it up whatsoever. That the chiyuv is simply to be manach yodei iluya, to be ochez in the matzah. So what does this show you? Why should this be so? Why doesn't he have to lift it? So the answer is because hagbor is an halacha in kos, in yayin, kos yeshua sesso. But there's no din hagbor where? By matzah or by lechem. But there's a din achiza. So you see, hagbor sakos, which people usually construe as one phenomenon, as achiza sakos, is really made up of two phenomena. One is achiza sakos, which is mitzaref, the coast of the mevarech, and the other is hagbor sakos, which is a separate din in kos yeshua sesso. So over here, it's not a kos, it's lechem. So there's no mitzvah whatsoever to lift it. But to be ochez in it is a mitzvah, just like your ochez in the kos. So from this, we can explain. Some say, I believe I saw it years ago in Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, that to be yotzei the Rav Chaim, you don't have to lift the kos. That you just have to be ochez in the kos. That would fit very well with this riff and run. That idea. The question is, I don't know what Reb Chaim did, but the question is there a din of hagbor sakos by Haggadah, or is hagbor sakos only by Hallel, and there's just a din of achiza sakos by the Haggadah? Or do I say no, that Haggadah also requires Hagbor Sakos? It seems, when I heard the Rav, he said the Rav Chaim held the Kos. So apparently he held that there's a din of Hagbor Sakos also by the Haggadah. But certainly, if you can't do that, if it's too difficult, then it is difficult, You should do achizas, of course. Then you definitely have a kiyum. Then you definitely have a kiyum, because hagbo'as hakos is made up, as we said, of two components, of achiza and hagbo'ah. Okay? Yeah.
Rebbe?
Yes.
According to the first idea you had about Bosea?
Yeah.
According to Rip, would that be the same thing for Shabbos and Yantuf?
Yep.
Okay.
You see, the Rav said that the Rav held the kos or lifted the kos?
Held it.
Just
no, I think he said that by hold he meant...
holding it in.
Yeah, not...
It's not...
I believe. Yeah, that's what I believe he said. Okay. It is difficult. In Svari, you can differentiate between Agadah and between Hilula. Okay.
We do by all kosher bracha now.
What's that?
Do we do by every kosher bracha, like in the
Kiddush,
we hold raise the cup?
Yeah, that's true.
But you chose to do kosher bracha.
Right. Kosher bracha, right. But Agadah, I'm not sure. Okay. Now, what does he say next? He says... A person that wants to be mevarach in two or three houses, meaning that what? That he wants to help somebody else to be yotze as well. Hechi avid, mevarach bereisha bebeisa delay. So first he's mevarach in his house. Va'achol, kol mai detzarach. And he benches, and then he goes back and he helps everybody else be mevarach in their house. Vishasi inu kasa de kiddusha v'agadata, v'achli matza v'yarki, v'ihu lo ochal ba'adayu, v'lo midi. He can't eat anything because it's after the afikoma. The shavik lehu lemigmar su dasayu omavarchi inhu birchas amazon, and they finish their suda. He waits for them to finish the suda, and they bench. V'hadar azul lebeisa achrina v'avar hachin v'chein lechol beisa beisa. Apparently, they used to do that. To help others be yotzei the seder. The levsof azul levese v'gamar halelo v'shasi kasa da halelo v'shasi kasa da halelo. The gamrin in law milsa. How do you know that he could do that? Me'ad asanya kol abrachas kulon afal pishe yotzei motzi chus mi birkas alechem or birkas aperishim lo yotzei motzi v'im yotzei ain motzi. Uboy Rachba Yasrabaya Birkas Alachim Shal Matzah, Shehi Hamotzi, Birkas Ayayan Shal Kiddush, Ayom, Shehi Bar Priyagaf, and Mao. Can you be Motzi somebody else? Because do we say this Arvus? Kivan the Chovo Hu Mapik, O Dilma Brocha Lav Chovo, U Pashtin Lo Mehoda Omar Avashi, Kiavinim Be Rav Papa, Ava Makadish Lon, Vichiava Osa Arisei, Midavra Hoda Makarishla. So he did it twice, so we see that he can be motzi somebody else with the Birkas Ayayin, even though it's a Birkas Anenin. So the Ran explains what the... The Ran explains what the Abaya is. Okay. Yeah. So the Ran says, "Ubirkas ayayin shemavarchim fnei kiddush hayom mal achilas matzah umekadosh yisrael azmanim lo tabayalach." That's no question on the kiddush itself or al achilas matzah that's the chovah ninu. Umapik, you could definitely be motzi somebody else. Ela birkas amotzi or birkas ayayim ibayolon. She'enon bo'os ela shamavarech tzorach she'yitam. The EF she'lehonais, lehonais, below bracha. The E nami lo tomiu Efsha. The lo Efsha lo yov lechad minailamitam. Oh boy, bracha. You're going to have to give it to somebody, and it's going to require a bracha. Mao. Okay. Now here he goes into the svar. Kivan the chovai achilas matzah chovolov. Lechein kiddush hayom chov olav. These two things are a chov. The efshe b'lano, and you can't do without an ol because it's boy lemitam. You have to be nena. Nimtzas hamitzvah tluya bebirkas ano. So it comes out that the kiyum hamitzvah is contingent upon the birkas ano umapik, and therefore it can be motzi. Oh, Dilma, or maybe we'll say the other way, Birkas Hanoa Lav Chova La Mitzvah Asya. She'af B'chol Hanoa's Hino Eges. So we started our definition from the second one, from the O Dilma. Yeah, how do we define it? Birkas Hanoa Lav Chova La Mitzvah Asya. She'af b'chol ha'anos hino eges. So what does he mean? So we explained that he means the following. He means that the din of arvos is a din on the sug, on the class of things that are mitzvah. That is where the din arvos. In other words, every mitzvah I received from Sinai, I received also a chova to make sure that somebody else is mekayim this mitzvah, the mitzvah. It's a din in the mitzvah. Now, if because of happenstance, but Hanoah won't work because Hanoah there's no chiv for the person to be Mishanah, to have Hanoah. So in the class of things that are Hanoah, there is no din arvos. Now I'm caught up because the din mitzvah is going to require the class of Hanoah. But the din arvos is only in the class of things which are mitzvah. So there's no concept of arvus and hanah. So the whole concept of arvus is related to the chefetz shel mitzvah. In a chefetz shel mitzvah, I have a din arvus. In a chefetz shel hanah, I have no din arvus. I over here, it's going to be impossible for me to do the mitzvah without the hanah, so I can't do it. Because the din arvos is strictly in the din that gives me the license to be motzi somebody else, because it's part of my chovas hamitzvah itself. It's my chovas hamitzvah. So therefore, it's exclusively related to the chefetz shel mitzvah. So there's no concept of arvos by hanah. So if I have to pass through the area of Hanoah in order to do the mitzvah, so I simply can't do it because I don't have the ability. Or do I say that the din of arvus is a din of arvus to the gavra, to the person, that my responsibility is that the person should have the kiyum mitzvah? It's not a din in the chefetz shel mitzvah. It's a din in the kiyum mitzvah. So therefore, if that's the case, since over here, like he says before, the ef shebelo hanov, hanov ef shebelo bracha, nimtzas hamitzvah tluya bebirkas hanov mapik. Because since in order for me to be able to have this gavru, have a kiyama mitzvah, so I'm going to have to be motzim with the birchas hanor. So it doesn't make any difference. Because the arvus is aloch and the kiyama mitzvah. But if I say the arvus is aloch and the cheftzishom mitzvah, so then there is no din arvus in birchas hanor. So it'll be ma'akev me from doing arvus in this case, because it's indispensable for the kiyum, for the it's indispensable for the kiyum mitzvah. Okay, that's the way we define it, I believe. All right, yeah. Okay, where do we go from here? The Rama. No good? No. I won't touch the wrong thing. So there's a question. If you could be motzi somebody with birchas hamazon, where the birchas hamazon is only the rabbanon, he didn't need kedei sviya. Correct? Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the day that holds you can't. I mean, I think he mainly holds you can't. So the question was, why not? So first we thought maybe because Birchas HaMazon is based on Hanor. But it doesn't, but Lamaskana, the Mishmer mentions that you really chayev, where is that? Kuf Tzadi Zayin. So the Mishmer mentions that we chayev midaraisa, there's no question that you can be motzi. It's only we chayev midrabanan that they hold you can't be motzi. So the question was, how could I be motzi by Megillah? It's only the Rabbanan. And how could I be motzi by where else? Yeah, by... what was the other case? There was one more case. Megillah was one. Mar. How can you promote somebody with Mar? And here the Rif says clearly you can promote somebody with Mar. Mar is only drop on. Right.
So I can say the word.
Right. Right. So we answered, we said that where it's a complete mitzvah b'fnei atzmu, so it makes no difference whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. That in that case, we always say you could be motzi, because kol d'tikun rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikun. But by the case of kezayis, it's different, because there, the rabbanan, it's a different kind of a, actually it's a different kind of a chov midrabbanan. Because there's a chazal that says that Yisro Hashem pono ve'lecha, there's no nesias pono by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, no, because the Jews are so special that they're only chayef to be mevarach b'chas hamazon k'dei sviya. But they're mechayef themselves on even a kezayis. So, you see, the chiyuv kezayis is a different kind of a chiyuv. It's like a chiyuv, really, that's tied to Kedushas Yisroel. It's an extension of the Berchas HaMazon and the Shevach, and making the Gavra Bar Hochi of Shevach, giving him an opportunity to be a Bar Hochi of Shevach. It's not a new mitzvah. It's not a new achiyuv. It's just giving the gavra an opportunity to be mishabeach more, so the chachamim will machmer even on a kezayis. But it's not a new cheftzah shel mitzvah carved out as an entity per se. So where the Chachamim are mechayev in a mitzvah that's an entity per se, so there we say kol d'tikun rabbana kein d'oraisa, and we say that what? That you can be motzi. But by birchas and mazon mit rabbanim, it's a different kind of a cheftah. It's not a new mitzvah. It's an extension. It's giving you an opportunity to extend the shevach. So there we don't say that. There we don't say that you can be motzi, because it's an extension of birchas and mazon in order to increase the kedushas Yisrael. It's a different kind of a chiyuv mit rabbanim. So there we don't say you can do it. Okay, that was the differentiation. I believe that's what we said, correct? You mean in other words, it's not a separate. I'm just enhancing a little bit, but it's the same thing. It's not a separate entity of birchas hamazon mit rabbanim. It's an extension. On an extension, you can't have arvus. Okay. The question is, why doesn't the Rif say?
Well, the Rif has it that way also.
That what?
The Rif has it was barakah in the birchas hamazon.
That they make birchas hamazon. So you could say two answers for that. I mean, one answer you could say that they might not necessarily have eaten the shir sviya from the lechem. Although basically, well, that would be a question: do you need sviya from the lechem alone, or you need sviya from the lechem? Okay. I don't want to get involved in that one. But the plain shot is that he's going over there to help them because they don't know the Seder. But whatever they do know, they should do themselves. Birchas hamazon, they always bench. That's pashtus. I mean, he doesn't go over to the house every day to help them bench. So pashtus is that they know because they always bench. What they don't know is the Seder. And anything that they know... So mitzvah bo, it's a mitzvah bo is Yosem Yishlucha, so it's better he do it himself.
It's a practical issue.
Practical answer. That's what we said, I believe.
But kiddush they own.
The Seder.
And they don't know the kiddush.
The kiddush you don't say every day. Kiddush is something that's right, because you have to have a special sphere of Dvarim for the kiddush. Could be Chal on Shabbos, Chal on Yantif, and the whole Kiddush, they don't know. Most people, when they say Kiddush, need a sitter. Okay? I would say so.
The father and Bowie Priyad, they don't know.
Yeah, I think the Pshat and the Rif is, they're right. Veshavak lehu lemigmar sudas, it doesn't mean he waits. Veshavak lehu means he leaves them. Lemigmar sudasayu mavarchi inu birchas hamazon. V'hodar azul levesach rina. So, because why should he wait around? It doesn't make any sense. Why should he wait around for them to eat the suda, and they're going to bench, and then he should go to the next house? It's not a social goal. So, what he does is the rift means he leaves after he's misader. The birchas hamitzvah of the laila. That's what I believe he means. V'shavak lehu means he leaves them. L'migmar sudasayu, he lets them finish their suda, and they he say birchas hamazon, and he leaves and goes on to the next house. Otherwise, he left to stay for every suda. How many houses can he go to? It seems like he goes to quite a few. So I believe you have to say in the Rif that it's not a question of whether he can be motzi them with the birchas hamazon if they don't know it. That we see, we hold that you can, because it's a birchas hamitzvah. But he doesn't have to do that, and that's why he leaves at that time and he goes to the next house. That's I think Pshat on the Rif. Okay. I think it's Pshat. But it doesn't make sense. It says he's going to sit around for a whole suda. And then he's going to wait for them to bench. What is he doing there? What does he have to do there?
All the
people
in the world are saying is that if he wanted to, he could eat everybody's house, so then he could eat his own house, not the bathroom, and then he'd be upset and he'd fight the
government. Too complicated. Okay.
Ready?
Yep. Yeah, Aaron Zimmer shows me a Ritva here, in Rosh Hashanah on the new Ritvos. Oh, you got the faces? Okay. And what he says is like this, that why by benching can't you be motzi? Because he says, the time of day, ובוודאי דבברכס המזון, כיוון שכבר אוכל, כברכס חובה. So it's a ברכס חובה. ובדינו שאף על פי שיוצא מוצי, אלא דרבונן בואו שיוצי לעצמו, דלא לכלף בברכס הננן שהיא רשוס. ומשום הוכי סגילי שיוכל כזייס דוגון, ויאף אגב דהבי ישיר דרבונן. So he quotes the Tosfos in the Memchas and Aleph and Brachas. So therefore, a Tosfos holds even by the Raisa you can't do it. But apparently, since we're Mesupik, so by the Raisa we say you can do it, but by the Rabbanon we say you can't. Just a second. Yeah, that's the Tosfos on the bottom. Where does he say it?
I think it's the next stop.
Next stop. I mean, it's one of his turrets.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here's something else. He doesn't say that. What is it? He says, over here he says, they says, the cholesterol of Raven Zebazev, who are then the biggest of Muslim, enough, Pishu Yatsamotzi, Kidaprecious, Kizayas Dogon, Eino Tsarach, Elashiyucha Lomar Shachal Mishalo. Okay, what? Zimun. But otherwise, he doesn't need it. Oh, whatever. Okay, this is a different shamsa. I'm sorry. All right, whatever. Okay, so where are we up to now? Now we did. That was the extension of what we did, right? Now we're up to the Rambam, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's take the Rambam.
Didn't you answer that you get out of all the problems by saying?
I would say one svara in the Ritva. Why does the Ritva say he'll confuse this with Birkas Hananin? Because over here, really, because why can't you be motzi somebody in Birkas Hananin? Because it's not mechuyev hananoa. So I might say that over here too, he's not mechuyev hananoa. So therefore, Birkas Hamazon, you can't be motzi. But the answer is no. Before you eat, you can't be motzi because he's not mechuyev to do it. But once he ate already and he's in a state of chiyuv, that doesn't make any difference. But people won't distinguish between those two things, so that's the svara in the Ritva that you shouldn't do it. Okay, that makes sense. Fact is that before he does, he's not mechuyev, so there's no arvos. But after he did it, the person might want to be machalic, not machalic, and say that here too, who told him to eat? But the answer is that doesn't make any sense because once he ate. Now he's in a state of chiyuv midoraisa. So now you really can be motzi. But since people might not differentiate, that's the svara of the Ritva. So therefore he says that you shouldn't do it. All right, it's another svara. Okay, good. Now where are we going to? The Rambam, correct? Yes, yeah, so I'll need a... Okay. So the Rambam has like this. The Perek Ches, and it's Halacha Vav. The Achar Kach, and this is Bizman Abayis, Mevorech Al Natilus Yedayim, V'notel Yod Avshenis, Shere Yisir Daita V'Shas Kriyas HaGodah. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And the Rambam maintains, though, that if he only has maror, that he makes the bracha of maror before the karpas. And he's being motzi the karpa, he's being motzi the maror with the bracha from before the karpas. Right? That's the Rambam paskins like the Balithesis. Same way. Okay, so there we say, yeah, that's in Allah Yud Beis. Mishi ain lo yerek el amor bovad betchil mavorech al amor shtei brachas. Bar priyadoma ovi al achilas amor av ocha. Ukishi yigma agad mavorech al amatsa va ocha vachos va ocha min amor belo brach. So why don't I say that God is a hefsek over there? So apparently the Rambam holds that benageya to shmira sayadayim, that God is a hefsek. Of course, he's an osik, it's a big asik of mitzvah. So he can't have his das on shmiras hayadayim. But insofar as birkas on mitzvah is concerned, it's not a hefsek, because he's still involved in mitzvah. Okay? But at any rate, let's get back to the Rambam. The lokeach shnei rekikin, v'cholek echad mehen, u'meniach paras l'toch sholem, ומברך המוציא לחם מן הארץ. ומפני מה אין המברך על שתי קרקרס כשיום? וטוב משום שנים על לחם עוני. מה דרכה של עוני בפרוסה? אף כאן בפרוסה. So the Kedushas Hayom over here is the mitzvah of Lila, and the Kedushas Hayom of the Lila, the way we explained, that's why I say Hallel, because it's a new Kedushas Hayom of the Lila. That what's the pasuk?
Asher Tiyalachem.
Yeah, Asher Tiyalachem Kalel Skadosh Chag. Right. So that's why over here the Kedushas Hayom is Bedafka on Prusa. Okay, and then he says the Achakach Korech Matzah Omara Kaachas. He takes them both together. Matvel Bacharosis. ומבורך אשר קדישן במצוות ובצוון על אכילס מצה סמרור ואוכל ואם אוכל מצה בפני עצמו ומור בפני עצמו מבורך על זה בפני עצמו ועל זה בפני עצמו. Okay, and then he jumps. So apparently how does the Rambam paskin? So the Magid Mishnah says very well. He says that Pirish Zel b'Mikdash ונחלקו בגמרא שהלל קרחון בבסחס וחולקן עליו חברו ואומרו אפילו זה בפני עצמו וזה בפני עצמו. So he passes like the Rabbanon. Okay. So the Rambam paskins either way is good, because the Rabbanon don't say you can't do like you. They just say that af. At least that's the gist of the Rambam. So that's not a problem on the Rambam. And the interesting is, in Halacha Ches, Bizman Azeh She'ein Shom Korban, Acha Shemavorech HaMotzi Lechem Chozem Avorech Al Achilas Matzah. And then he says, Moror. And in the end, V'chozev Akorech Matzah Moror, Umatvil Bacharosis Va'ochlam Belo Bracha Zechel HaMikdash. Okay, so why can't he be Mekayim the Zechel HaMikdash with Matzah B'fnei Atzma and Mar B'fnei Atzma, if that's the way they did it, Bizman HaBayis? So the answer is very straightforward, that doesn't really show anything, because there is just the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Matzah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mar. But Bizman Hazeh, you can't do Matzah and Mara together, because the Asi Mara Drabonon, Umavata Leila Matzah Deraisa. So that's why Bedafka does the Korech, and the Korech is Muchach, it's Zecha Lamigdash. Because Bizman Hazeh it wouldn't do. Okay, so that's why the Korech, that's why you have to do the Korech. Okay, but there's one more question here in this Rambam, a difficult question. The Ravid's question. The Ravid says, Kosov a Ravid zal zehu kehila mikom makom zeh ha seder lo diak ad kamashon. So the Magid Mishnah says on that, that Ubasago Samavram Zelki Hilol Mikomakom Lodiak Zaseder Ivan. Alone is Bar Taimo. Okay. This is a very difficult defense of the Magid Mishnah, because it seems what the Ravid is saying is a double pashut. That Hillel says, Hayakarach matzah marva ochlon ke'echar. So pashtus the pshat is he ate the korban pesach together with matzah mar. And the Rambam seder is very strange, because the Rambam is saying that first you mevarach a matzah mar, and then what does he do after that? He eats the zevach. Like in Halacha Zion. The achkach mevarach and then he's mevarech al achilas haPesach, v'ochel migufo shel Pesach. Okay, so it would seem very difficult to say that Hillel is mekayim al matzas and mar yochlu when he makes the bracha, when he eats the matzah and mar before, and then he interrupts it with the zevach. Where's the kiyum of al matzah and mar yochlu? It has nothing to do with the Pesach. That's why the Ravid is right. The Seder is no good. The Seder should be that he's Mevarech al Matzah Samrorim after the Zevach, before the Pesach. So he could be Mekayim al Matzah Samrorim Yochlu. And it's true that the Zevach is bore because he's supposed to eat the Korban Pesach on al HaSovah, but that's not just a Hechsher. That's just a Hechsher mitzvah. But definitely the Ravid's kasha of Zeh HaSeder Lo Diyek is a very very good kasha on the Rama. And where's the Al Matzah? How does he learn the Pasuk? Al Matzah Mar Yochlu. What's going on at Pesach? So what we wanted to say here was simply to extend the Yisod that we established before. Namely, that the Rambam holds that this Suda is Midaraisa. And it's really a kiyum and sipur, because you need a matir for the suda. Because really, since mitzvah sipur is balaila, it's really called a laila, and the night is not a time for achila shel tainug. That's why the Rambam has to let you hear the idea that you can eat tainug, and the Rambam learns that aseva is on the whole suda, is a kiyum in the whole suda. And that's why you need a matir, and that's why the Rambam learns when everybody else learns if he's mafsik and he falls asleep. It means if he falls asleep in the middle of achilas afikamon or achilas haPesach. But the Rambam says he falls asleep in the middle of the Suda. Why? Because the Rambam maintains that falling asleep in the middle of the Suda separates the afikamon from the mitzvos, and it's a mafsik, and it's not a Suda shel mitzvah anymore. It'll be achilah shel hanor. So the Rambam holds the suda is deraisa. So therefore, we can interpret the Rambam here as well, that he's going with the same principle, namely, that the din of amatzas and ram yochlu is a halacha, that what? That he should be koveya, the achilas haPesach, on a kviya suda of matzas and ram. And the kviya suda is the lechem. And the moror is nechal im lechem, because it's a part of the kviya suda. The matzah makes the moror part of the kviya suda. So that's why, but he holds, you don't have to do it bedafka together like Hillel in order to accomplish that. But even if it's zebif ne'atzmo and zebif ne'atzmo, since it's a chefzah shel mitzvah to eat it with the matzah, so the Amatzah Samrorim is the Kviya Suda for the Pesach. So once he's Kaveya Suda for the Pesach, Amatzah Samrorim, then even if he eats the Chagiga in between, but when he eats the Pesach, he's eating the Pesach with the Kviya Suda of Matzah Samrorim. And that's the Mitzarif. That's the Mitzarif in the Rama. Okay. I think that's always in the Rama, right? Okay. In other words, like we said before, a little further, you're right. that the that it's a special sudas mitzvah midoraisa. So since it's a special sudas mitzvah midoraisa that's kavua on matzah samarim, so therefore the Pesach is a kiyum of amatzah samarim yechlu. You're right; it's a separate identity, like we said before. We can go further, right? Separate identity of matzahs of a separate suda, special suda. And the sudas, that explains why the maror is really, the question would be, why is the maror part of the kviyas suda? But the answer is because this is the formula for this sudas mitzvah. And the formula is, it's kavua matzah samarim. That's what I come to say, afilu zebif ne'asma of zebif ne'asma. But the hillel held no, that in order to be part of the kviyas suda, you have to eat it together. You have to eat it together. That's good, that's good. Because this is the formula for the special suda midoraisa, which has its own characteristics. And it's unique. It's unique. It's kavua matzah samarim, and it's a unique suda, and therefore the Pesach is part of the suda, and the and it's a kiyum of matzah samarim. Yes, correct. Correct. That's right. That's very good. And like we said, it explains a little further the whether he needs a zebif nasma or zebif nasma is good because it's part of the formula, or whether it's you have to eat them together, matzah ram. Correct. Mistavers that there's two things going on here, because lechem is always kaveh. So the essence in terms of kviyasuda is the lechem. But the essence in terms of the kiyum mitzvasa shel suda is the Pesach. Because that's why when you have the korban Pesach, you eat from the besar Pesach bacharon and not the besar matzah, even though the matzah is a mitzvah. Because the essence of the kiyum suda is the Pesach. Because Pesach is really the whole cheres. That was Makas Bachoros. Pesach was Hatzolah. And that was Hatzolah was the whole kiyum. And matzah was simply something that they had, it was chippazon, it was an accident in the gula. But the gula was really Pesach. So, and over here, the ideas are significant because the ideas are part of the formulation of the halacha. So that's why the Iker Kiyam Asud is really Pesach, and that's why it's a mitzvah of the Afikoman with Pesach B'zman HaBayis. Okay. In simple terms, you'd say, why is it over here you don't make a bracha on the Zecher HaMikdash? And why is it by Lulav you do? Because Lulav B'Gvulin is really only one day. So the answer is that there's two types of Zecher HaMikdash. Sometimes the Zecher HaMikdash is a tam for creating a mitzvah. And sometimes it's simply a chefza shel zecher l'mikdash. And over here, it's simply a chefza shel zecher l'mikdash. That's why there's no bracha. That's pashtus. Right? All right, let's let it go. All right, so that's Ari's question. Is the zecher l'mikdash require that it be part of the kviyas, like it was b'mikdash? I mean, that's if you say it's part of the kviyah, so you can't be masuk to Amotzi, which is the kviyah suda, and the matzah mara. If you say it's not part of the kviyah, so it's just the zechel amigdash, so then you could be masuk. It seems it's totally in that. Okay. Okay, so Rav Pesach wanted to bring a raya from Halacha Yud Gimel. Mi she'in lo matzah mishmeres ala kizayas, ki she'gomer sudas me matzah she'in a mishmeres, Mavorach alachilas matzah va'ochalos okezayas, and it doesn't say a mapu v'charosis. So apparently, what is a mapu v'charosis? The kezayas of kviyasuda. So that would be a raya that the reason why you matpil the matzah and the charosis is not for the matzah, but it's for the charosis, for the din of avol shulchan. So it has to encompass the Iker Kviyas Kaveh of the Suda, which is the matzah. That's a good rhyme. Okay, we'll stop here, Avasa.